All right. Matt's son, Wyatt, had his first friend sleep over, mm-hmm. and chaos ensued, including bizarre things being found in the toilet.
Yep.
Sound like a frat party to me.
Yep.
These boys have had a countdown for this for over a month, is when the parents and we all kind of started talking about it. And so they were so excited for this. And within 5 minutes of the first kid being there, he ran into the living room wearing Wyatt's Spider-Man costume from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It was way too small. And I realized that these boys at this age, they care about two things, and they both start with F: fighting and farting.
Oh, yeah. Say food.
No, they did not.
They could
not be bothered to stop and eat the pizza.
And it doesn't change when they're teenagers.
No. Yeah. All they wanted to do was just fight. So I went to pick up the pizza. I got back, and the third son had arrived, or the third boy had arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back, he came running into the living room shirtless. Mm-hmm. And tackled me.
All right.
And then I realized, all three of them are shirtless. I'm like, this is awesome.
They take after you.
So am I.
Give me a second and I'll be shirtless with you.
Right.
And then I'm like, let's play Mario Kart. And they're like, that sounds awesome. And then I dominated them at Mario Kart. I'm like, I love sleepovers.
Matt, you're known to take your shirt off at all times when you're alone in your house. Or not alone. I guess you're like that all the time, even with Anna.
Yeah.
And her parents sometimes. She has to warn you not to put your shirt on. Did you have your shirt off first and then the kids took the shirt off?
No, I had my shirt on because I was leaving to go pick up the pizza. That is one thing I won't do. I won't go into a restaurant without a shirt on.
But the drive through, maybe.
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 Yeah.
Maybe.
But was it Sir Pizza?
No. We did Little Caesars for this one.
Ah, yeah.
It's good party pizza.
Yeah. So we played Mario. Everything was great. And we had decided, all right, we're going to do a movie night to wind everything down. And because it was all the boys' first time doing this, the parents were like, we're pretty sure they'll stay the whole night. Like, it was like, am I going to have to call mom?
Yeah.
And I said, here's what we'll do. We'll set up a mattress and everything for them in the living room, and then I'll sleep on the couch.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That way, if they wake up, they'll at least see an adult, and maybe they'll feel better. Or if they are nervous, they can wake me up, and I can help.
Mm-hmm.
So we set up everything. I was on the couch. They were on a mattress.
And you're shirtless.
Yeah, well, all four of us are shirtless.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
And
it's bonding. Yeah. It's called bonding.
And I said, I'm going to set up the bed, the pillows, the blankets. You guys go put on your pajamas. Whatever you're wearing, I don't know what your pajamas are, go put on your pajamas. They're like, great, no problem. So all three of them run into the bathroom at the same time to put on their pajamas. I hear a lot of ruckus. I hear chaos. And then one of them walks out and goes, Beckett's underwear's in the toilet.
Oh, no.
I said, hang on a second. His underwear's in the toilet.
Mm.
Yep, in the toilet. So apparently he decided he was going to get dressed in the shower. Makes sense.
You need room.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe privacy.
And while he was in there, as like he was like throwing his clothes out of the shower, and the underwear landed on the toilet seat and then slid down into the toilet.
Oh, bummer.
He's probably like slow motion, like, no.
And so once that's announced, Hannah goes in there and they had taken them out and just dropped them on the floor.
Of course.
I'm like, this is great.
Again, 6-7-year-old boys or frat boys.
Yep. I'm so happy that we did this now. So then they come to the living room and we turned on the movie The Goat.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And we'd pop popcorn. And they had had candy. They'd been drinking sodas. One of them tried to go to the fridge for a Coke Zero at 11 p.m. I was like,
no,
we're going to go with water at this point if you want something.
Maybe a little milk.
He's like, narc.
Yeah. You're not fun.
I thought you were one of us. I
thought you were cool.
Well,
shirt on.
He went to the fridge earlier and pulled out a Coke Zero, and I was like, oh, fan of Coke Zero. He said, I'm allowed. I was like,
I could do Coke at my house.
I wasn't telling you. I just figured you wouldn't want the Zero.
Right.
That's all I was saying. There's orange soda if you want.
This
works.
I'm allowed. We do Coke at my house.
Uh-huh.
So then, obviously, they will not sit still.
Oh, no.
And every 30 seconds, one of them farts.
And out loud.
When that one farts, he giggles. The other two, oh, that's terrible. I can't sleep in here.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, please come back down. Watch the movie. Relax. They relax. 30 to 45 seconds later, another one. The other two. Oh, bro, that's the worst. Oh, it's terrible.
Matt's getting angry because he wants to watch Goat.
I'm like, guys, the movie's on. The popcorn's fresh.
This is Steph Curry's
Sit
voice.
Still and eat the movie. So then they all, because the farting has now gotten to a level that's over the top, they all decide to get together. Now, mind you, these are going into first graders.
Yeah.
Second, this is where they're at. They decided to choreograph a prank.
Okay.
And they all went behind the couch, whispered to each other.
Uh-huh.
Then they all came back, put their butts in front of me and Hannah and started going, B-U-T, B-U-T, B-U-T.
He got a spelling from you.
He got a spelling from you.
So listen, guys.
It's like, I know what you mean.
I'm no expert, but you're spelling it wrong.
That's B-U-T-T. You need a fourth friend? I'll help you.
You could have been the fourth.
Yeah. So then I remembered the story that we shared about the fart corner. And I said, listen, if you boys need to fart, we had put up a small tent. I said, if you boys need to fart, this is going to be your fart tent. And if you need to fart, you get up, you go to the tent.
You're
well,
like
now
the
they're like forcing it out.
Yeah.
They're like, hang on. And then they slide into the tent. You just hear them. You hear it rip, and then everybody laughs, and then they come out of the tent. And, of course, it still smells.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. It comes with them.
I can imagine 26-year-old frat brothers.
Absolutely.
Yes,
this
absolutely.
Is like, welcome to our house. This is our fart tent.
Ooh. Yes. And so then they're, at one point, this was the calmest they were all night, because all they wanted to do was fight each other, fight stuffed animals, and fart. That's all they wanted to do.
Yep.
At one point, though, they had brought like these little football players that were those window clean things, and they were coloring them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And they were sitting at the table gossiping.
Oh,
Hannah was showering at this point, and I'm like, this is gold.
Yeah.
One of them goes, because one of them started school the week prior, and the other two were starting this week.
So he's way ahead of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He goes, you guys won't believe what happened to school this week. There was a boy in my class, and he got completely naked, and he ran down the hallway.
Wow.
Into the girls' bathroom.
What?
Yeah.
They're
again,
like,
frat bro.
Wow. They're like, whoa, did you see it? And he goes, oh, yeah, it was weird. He said, and then he went to one of the high school girls and jumped on her.
Ooh. Whoa.
And
while
then
naked?
One of the other boys goes, he must have a crush on her.
Yeah, I don't know if that flies.
That's a good move. Let's try
and
that.
I texted the parents, and I was like, hey, and they're like, don't believe a word that comes out of this kid's mouth.
Oh, you're like, that kid
100%
was Henry.
None of this happened.
Just make yourself
yeah,
up.
The only
Henry.
Time he's ever shared something that they didn't believe that turned out to be true was one time they found out he said the F word in class.
Oh.
They didn't believe it.
They're like, no, you didn't. And they asked the teacher. The teacher was like, 100%.
Yes, he did.
It came out. Like, but the dang. Rest of it, no.
The
but,
one time they wish it wasn't true.
Right.
Yep. So then they finally go to sleep about midnight. 7 a.m., they're up ready to roll.
They've had enough. They've recharged.
But when they first woke up, they were actually kind of peaceful. They were like, did you sleep good? Yeah, slept good, blah, blah, blah. Talking about what they dreamed about. One of them decides he's got to go pee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he goes to the bathroom. The other two are still kind of chit-chatting. I'm able to kind of lay there and collect myself because they were farting all through the night.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
All through the night.
Gross.
Every time I woke up, one of them was farting.
No more pizza for
freaking
them.
Little Caesars.
Yes. And when the one who went to the bathroom came back out, he stood in front of the bed and says, well, I'm all done at the pee-pee palace, and then started, like, twerking. And that's all it took for those other two to be like, yeah, let's go! And then they started fighting again instantly.
Oh, my gosh. And you're
like,
so exhausted. You're,
yes.
Right?
Because I had to sleep on the couch. Mm-hmm. I didn't sleep great.
What time did they go to bed?
Midnight.
Yeah.
Went to sleep at midnight, and this was all at 7 a.m. that they decided to fire this up.
You're tossing and turning on the couch.
All it took was somebody to say the pee-pee palace, and they're like, yeah!
We're going to fight again! Rally!
Wrestle!
Time to rally!
When's breakfast?
Did you make them breakfast?
I did. Bacon, sausage,
wow.
Hash browns,
hey.
And cinnamon rolls.
Oh, I love sleep
really
hard.
Big.
Yeah. They come over to your house.
I don't think they appreciate that as just much as like French toast sticks, though.
No, they don't. They don't. But you got to eat some.
Yeah. I was like, I got a bunch of stuff for breakfast because I don't know what you guys like. I got orange juice. You tell me what you're in. So one of them was a big fan of the bacon. The other one was hype about the hash browns. One of them ate two cinnamon rolls. So I at least had my bases covered.
Yeah.
And then they went outside and got shovels and dug holes in my yard.
Again, they're frat bros. Yeah.
And at that point,
women only understood.
Yes.
The same, they're the same at 6 as they are at 26.
Yeah.
Just,
and
just
I'm telling you,
it.
I was like, go out, tear up my yard. Just leave the house for 10
get
minutes.
Out.
Right. Get out.
Get out of this house for
please.
10 minutes.
Please get out.
When the parents came the next day to pick up the kids, they were like, wow, this place is wrecked. Like, it is.